Following the breaking news in Jefferson City, Missouri, and the storms across the nation's midsection right now, Jefferson City, Missouri, taking a direct hit from a series of tornadoes overnight. We are told that there are rescues underway currently. As many as 100 people may have been taken to local hospitals. No reports of fatalities at this point, not that we have received. Watching some tremendous footage from our sister network, Weather Nation, is absolutely fascinating. And also keeping up on this storm, that spreads now from Kansas through Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and yes, all the way through Michigan today. And so you could see the threat of severe weather across that entire midsection of America, a midsection that has been pounded by rain over the past few weeks. And so in Jefferson City, the flooding was already at a point where part of that city was evacuated yesterday. This doesn't help. In Michigan and Indiana and Ohio, you have problems because farmers are not getting their fields planted. Crops are not going in because the soil is inundated, and we'll be keeping an eye on this breaking news out of the nation's midsection. But be warned, all the way from Kansas up through Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, you could be facing severe weather again today. All right, continuing now with our conversation about the attacks on the president. They're multifaceted and multi-pronged attacks on the president. One example came yesterday afternoon again as a judge said the Deutsche Bank and Capital One can give Trump financial records to the House Democrats. Now, this comes after one judge already said, yes, you can give those financial records. And he knew, in fact, he put it in his 41-page summary that his decision, that he would allow for that to happen and knew that it was very likely that all of these financial records would leak. Let me ask you something. If it were you and you were being rifled through like this and an investigation had been done, it had concluded that you did not commit a crime, you had not been indicted, you were not going to be indicted, neither was anybody around you, that it was all done. The criminal investigation was over. You would not be indicted. Your friends and family were also not going to face any indictment because there was no evidence, not enough evidence of anything out of the ordinary and nothing criminal to warrant that kind of a decision. And yet, the investigators persisted and said, you know what? We want to look at all your bank records. You know what? We want to look at all your income records for the last many years because we have the right to. And I think Americans have a sense of fair play. I really do. I think Americans have a sense of fair play, and this violates the sense of fair play. At some point, leave the guy alone. Whether you like him or don't like him, put yourself in that position. Why is he being subjected to these kinds of ongoing, relentless attacks? And the answer is simple, because they will do anything. They, being the left, the liberals, the Democrats, and their handmaidens in the media, will do anything they can to destroy this guy. He was the duly elected and is the duly elected president of the United States, and they're doing everything they can to destroy that. Everything. It's quite simply not right. I want to continue with some of the president's remarks from the Rose Garden yesterday as our studio gets rocked by thunder here today and lightning hitting pretty close here. Like I said, the storm spreading all the way across Michigan as well, our home base, and the mothership getting pounded right now. Anyhow, the president clearly fed up with the nonsense of the Democrats and the never-ending investigations, and as you would be as well. Let's continue now with bite number three from Donald Trump yesterday in the Rose Garden. Bite number three.
Think of that, though. 500 witnesses, and then I have Nancy Pelosi go out and say that the president of the United States engaged in a cover-up. Now, we've had a House investigation. We have Senate investigations. We have investigations like nobody's ever had before, and there's nothing, we did nothing wrong.
The Mueller report found no collusion, no conspiracy. The attorney general also found no obstruction because Bob Mueller left that question open, a political move on his part. And by the way, Bob Mueller still not appearing on Capitol Hill. We were told he would appear by May the 15th. Democrats threatening to subpoena him, and I hope they do, because that in and of itself will demonstrate to the American people how desperate this political party is for power, to destroy a sitting president for power. Go ahead, Remember how they basically put Bob Mueller on a pedestal? Bob Mueller, he walked on water. He was the answer to everything. And you know, the president's going to destroy this investigation. He's going to try to fire Bob Mueller. And all of these wild-eyed accusations that happened on CNN and MSNBC and the front page of the New York Times and Washington Post, they all played along. Of course, the president didn't fire Mueller. He had conversations about it, didn't do it. And just because you have a conversation about considerations or what are my options, that doesn't make you guilty of anything except being prudent and knowing what your options may well be and looking around saying, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this? Yes, no, yeah, whatever it is, right? And so in the end, you wonder if this all boomerangs. In fact, the president touched on that as well from the Rose Garden yesterday. I want to get to bite number four before we run out of time here. Bite number four, the president talking about who may actually be culpable in all of this. Bite four.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. We've been doing this since I've been president. And actually, the crime was committed on the other side. We'll see how that all turns out. I hope it turns out well. But to my way of thinking, and I know a lot of you agree with me, the crime was committed on the other side. This whole thing was a takedown attempt at the president of the United States.
And it failed. And yet they won't let it go. And I believe that's exactly right. I believe that the president is right about his observations here. A difficult guy to work with, I'm sure. A guy that these folks simply do not like. But at the end of the day, you have to move on. They're not going to. Impeachment proceedings are coming. For now, Nancy Pelosi has headed that off. But the freshman class is unruly. They will not be quieted. They will not sit there quietly. They have demands, a lot of demands. A hardcore leftists usually do. So impeachment's coming. It's just a matter of when. It's Thursday on the Steve Gerber Show.